I'm back. Happy to be with you for this Tuesday edition of CNN Student News, and I want to thank Tommy for filling in for me. Today, we're going to start with an ending. North Korea is calling off the truce that stopped the Korean War. The conflict involved North Korea and China fighting against South Korea and the U.S. It ended in 1953 with an armistice. We cover the details on the war and the armistice, plus the ongoing tension between North and South Korea in our show on March 6th. You can find that in our online archives. What's happening now is that North Korea says that truce is invalid. It's backing out of it. What does that mean? We don't really know yet. We know that North Korea is angry about new punishments from the United Nations over the North's controversial nuclear program. We know North Korea is angry about military drills that the U.S. and South Korea are running right now. After the announcement about the truce, South Korea tried calling the North on a hotline that's set up between the two. The North didn't answer. Next today, we're moving over to Japan as that nation remembers a tragic anniversary this week. Monday was filled with ceremonies, services, and a moment of silence. Exactly 2 years ago, an earthquake struck. It was the largest one ever to hit the island nation. And the quake created a tsunami, a giant ocean wave. The two combined to cause massive amounts of damage. Nearly 16,000 people died. The tsunami led to a meltdown at the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear power plant. Crews have been working on the plant ever since, but officials say it could take as much as 40 years to completely clean up the area and decontaminate it. The effects of the quake and tsunami spread far beyond Japan. This animation shows how huge amounts of debris were pulled out into the Pacific Ocean. Kyung Lo explains where some of it is showing up.
Slamming the shores of one of Hawaii's most remote beaches. Debris, big and small, covering every inch of the Kamilo Beach coastline. The foreign markings tell where some of it comes from.
These are definitely from Japan. This is some type of pickle, and that's definitely Japanese.
Hawaii Wildlife Fund's Megan Lamson has seen debris from Japan hit at a growing rate since fall, like a refrigerator with Japanese on the temperature dial, large buoys, even an intact fishing boat from Japan. Sucked into the Pacific on that horrifying day 2 years ago. Traveling through the Pacific, volunteers like HWF have been fighting the already big problem of marine debris, only made worse with the 1.5 million tons of floating tsunami debris.
It's disheartening to come out here and see all this marine debris in this area that's otherwise so remote, debris that's washing up from other countries.
So debris is washing up on shore. It's also collecting out in the water. The areas outlined in red are called gyres. These are currents out in the ocean. And because of the way they work, things that float into them kind of get trapped there. That includes debris from the Japan tsunami. Scientists are finding that trash, especially plastic, inside fish and birds out in the Pacific. We're going to look at the impact on wildlife, but heads up to teachers, this report involves some shots of dissection, so you probably want to preview it before showing it to your class. Once again, here's Kyung Lo.
Look at what's inside this albatross, a seabird. Found dead, plastics fill its body.
So little fat.
David Heirenbach and his team are researching the alarming rate of debris in the birds.
So here you see.
It is filled with plastic.
Yeah.
This is the stomach of a two-month-old albatross.
Is that part of a drain?
Maybe. Oh, it's a brush. Look at that. You see?
About 80% of this baby bird's stomach is indigestible plastic, fed this by its parents, who confused it for food.
Morally, this is terrible. How is this possible, right? I mean, majestic, far-ranging, beautiful birds, right, in a pristine place of the North Pacific, and then you open them up, and this is, you know, what you find.
Heirenbach says every single bird he's opened up had some sort of plastic, some large ones like these toys and lighters and the adult birds. A disaster still in the making, now widening its reach.
Environmental activists here say that there's nothing they can do about the tsunami debris. They can just clean up the beaches. But there is something that consumers can do to help them out. They see plastic bottle caps of the plastic water bottles that we use around the world. Consumers can simply use less plastic. Kyung Lo, CNN, Hawaii.